This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for Ted Kennedy to duck. Here comes another attempt to cut the budget. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, once again, President Reagan is calling for major spending cuts, asset sales, and user fees to trim the deficit, without gutting defense or raising taxes. The President has his priorities straight, too. In fact, some Democrat leaders are making friendly noises about working with Ronald Reagan on budget problems. I hope they mean it. But I can't help wondering if you guys aren't more worried about sharing the burden of budget cutting with Republicans, so you don't have to take the heat. Well, welcome to your new leadership role, Ted. We'll work with you so long as you keep your hands out of taxpayers' pockets, keep America strong, and don't fudge on the Graham Rudman Hollings targets. Otherwise, you may find that you're on your own.
Bob, some of the strongest critics of the White House budget have been your Republican senators. They see it for what it is, an unacceptable retread of tired gimmicks and phony accounting changes that Congress has refused to accept in the past and isn't about to swallow now. Talk about Democrats fudging the Graham Rudman targets, Bob. The White House has fudged all over its budget. The respected nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the administration missed the target by a mile, by $37 billion to be exact. And that's even before we start talking about the runaway spending for Star Wars and MX missiles, the deep cuts in education and other social programs, and the ridiculous scheme to sell off federal assets as if we're having a national yard sale. That's no way to bring down the deficit, Bob. What on earth would you sell next year? The White House? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on my top priority for the new Congress, election campaign financing reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.